Emily Dickinson's I'm Nobody, Who Are You is a wonderful poem for a number of reasons. For the purposes of our class, it's a really good poem because it draws our attention to the importance of understanding what a speaker is. And the speaker of a poem is the person who is talking in the poem or communicating with us through the poem. And it's very important that we don't confuse the speaker of the poem with the author of the poem. So when it comes to I'm Nobody, Who Are You, Emily Dickinson isn't the person who's making that statement, but the character that's coming through in that poem is the person who is making that statement. It's a great poem because the speaker is so odd. Maybe we think that when we first read it, but as we get further into the poem, we realize, well, maybe this speaker isn't so odd in noticing that it's not so great to be pretending that you're somebody, to be a member of a group that just kind of incessantly talks about how, you know, wonderful they are, all the while being very fake and not addressing any of the real issues that might define an individual. As we go through this poem, we get a real cutting critique of the differences between being the members of a group or a clique of people who all think they're somebody and being somebody who's not so concerned with identifying themselves or defining themselves through hanging out with the right people in the right places at the right time. One of the great lines from this poem is when the speaker, again, not Emily Dickinson, but the speaker of the poem, makes a comparison between people who are kind of show-offy and like to be fake around other people. The speaker compares those people to noisy frogs in a bog. And if you think about, you know, frogs making noise in a bog, or if you think about crickets making noise and how they're making a bunch of noise, but they're not really saying anything that profound or important, you can begin to get what the point of this poem is, or what one possible point of this poem is.